The real work of nominating a major party candidate for president is done in the caucuses and primaries that began what seems like ages ago. Actually, the Iowa caucuses were less than 6 months ago in the blistering cold of early February. But after the long slog of winnowing a field of 17 down to one, the one, of course, being Donald Trump, it wasn't official until last night. In alphabetical order, each state at the Republican National Convention had its chance to put those primary results to use by awarding delegates to the presidential candidates. Delegates and any guests lucky enough to make it with them onto the convention floor crowded around State Party Chairman Tim Snyder when it was Illinois' turn. Between they and the media, it formed a mini mosh pit.
The state of Illinois cast 6 delegates for John Kasich, 9 delegates for Ted Cruz, and 54 delegates for the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
After the cheering died down, I overheard a woman saying, "Take that, mainstream media." Many pundits had predicted Donald Trump would never be able to actually win the GOP nomination, but here it was, happening. A distrust, skepticism, even disdain of the media is a popular sentiment of some Trump supporters and of the candidate himself. Before she went back to her seat, I asked the woman,
"How have we gotten it wrong?
You're always wrong. You guys always twist and turn everything, and the truth, you never put the truth in."
The woman told me her name was Kimberly Smith and that she lives in Chicago. The Republican Party and State Board of Elections has no one listed by that name as an Illinois delegate.
"You guys are always twisting, turning things, leaving things out. You make it seem like, you know, the biggest issue of the day is whether Melania Trump has plagiarized something that's already been plagiarized. When we've got, you know, cops being murdered and, you know, they're not doing all the praiseful stuff. Instead, you guys take things and make it seem like, oh, there was chaos on the floor."
When, in fact, the woman said her experience has been exciting. No chaos, no division.
"We want Trump. We want to make America great again."
Congressman Rodney Davis, who's from Taylorville and also spent Tuesday night on the convention floor, also says reports of a polarized party are overhyped.
"There's a lot less discontent out here amongst Republicans than what many like to portray."
And yet, there's fuel feeding those media stories of discontent. While Trump has his steadfast supporters, there are also dyed-in-the-wool Republicans who are still struggling to get behind him, like Congressman Peter Roskam, who says he's been left with a binary choice. There's Hillary Clinton, who he says is an entirely unacceptable candidate for president of the United States.
"That makes the alternative then Donald Trump. And so all the sorts of feelings and thinks, you know, and the wincing at various comments, those I feel those true too. So like I said, I'm not here over communicating and overselling. But what I am saying is there's a choice between these two people."
He was either unwilling or unable to say that Trump would get his vote. It's a similar story with the minority leader of the Illinois House, Jim Durkin. Durkin was on the floor of the convention arena as the roll call of delegates continued. Trump supporters were cheering around him. Durkin says he welcomes those Trump supporters. He wants the party to expand. He knows that's necessary to make any political gains. But Durkin couldn't commit to backing his party's nominee.
"I want to get there. I need to hear more."
So it's not that the state GOP is in chaos or that it's torn apart, but there are divisions that could have an effect on elections. At the Republican National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky in Cleveland.